A chat with international trade expert Bill Bryant regarding NAFTA and USMCA. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
What happened in the negotiation of NAFTA? What can we expect in the coming year? There's a lot of play in that area.
We ended up with some things we needed to renegotiate because when we renegotiated NAFTA in the 1990s, there were a lot of sectors that didn't even exist. Biotechnology, genetic modification of certain foods and crops. The internet did not exist, so any online commercial traffic was not something that was contemplated under NAFTA. The pharmaceutical industry has changed a lot. The automobile industry had changed a lot. So we needed to update the agreement. I don't know that we needed to do it with so much bombast and drama. And at the end of the day, what we got was a slightly updated version of NAFTA with a lot of language from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because there is a biotechnology chapter. There are some new chapters, but negotiating these chapters from scratch takes years. And the Trump administration wanted to do it in between 12 and 18 months. Well, that wasn't going to happen. But everyone said, but you know what? We've got this biotechnology language in the Trans-Pacific Partnership that we did spend years negotiating. And that, by the way, since Canada and Mexico are already part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, they've already agreed to it. We agreed to it when we negotiated under the TPP. Let's just take that TPP language and stick it in NAFTA and call it USMCA.
Creative mind with a perspective on the past. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.